Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
If you suddenly find yourself at home, remember, you can listen to the Sports Hub on your smart speaker.
You're the man.
We'll keep you informed and entertained. Tell your smart speaker to play 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Toucher and Rich.
Good morning, guys. How's everyone today?
Oh, it's just a day after day of delight.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
When we began the process of focusing on coming back, we were really focused on two health issues. The first was obviously COVID-19, and again, we're going to rely on the professionals who are telling us, including Dr. Fauci, that this is something that we can do and we can do it safely. And secondly, for a lot of our players, this is the longest they've ever gone without skating, and we determined, again, jointly with the players, that in order to move forward, our players had to get back into game-ready shape, and we didn't want to rush them along, which is why we've been very flexible on the dating from when we first announced our return to play plan.
What's up, we're Toucher and Rich. The four commissioners of major sports leagues, even though Kellerman will tell you that the NHL is not one of them, which really grinds my gears because Max Kellerman means the world to me. I'm really into what he has to say. I watch that show all the time. So anyway, they're going to play hockey again. And by the way, Greenberg was just like, all right, you're the trash that they forced upon me.
All right, well, Fred, just to that point, because it was night of 1,000 commissioners last night at ESPN. They rolled them all out. Now, let's kind of rank in order from least to most as to which commissioner embarrassed themselves the most. So let's go all the way down to fourth place. Fourth place, you got to put Adam Silver. Despite all this stuff going on with Kyrie Irving and with Dwight Howard, they're going to play. It's going to be fun.
You have plans. You have dates. You have locations.
Then. You have to have a tie then because Bettman, they didn't even care what he had to say.
No.
I mean, he had the dumb net behind him.
That's what I'm saying. Bettman is third most embarrassing.
Fourth
is Silver. He's got his stuff taken care of. Bettman not only got up there and still didn't have a date or the cities.
Okay,
but as you said,
he
Fred,
does.
Tell us what's going on.
I will tell you right now. The NHL is going to have the Eastern Conference teams play in Las Vegas. They are going to find a hotel that has a non-smoking policy and doesn't have a casino in it, and they're going to put their players there. Then the players have requested that they buy out two or three restaurants so they can eat. Now, they wanted to have the games in Toronto, but they're not, and now I know the information. Signs point to the U.S. and Canada extending their bans on non-essential travel, i.e. crossing borders, to late July. What does this mean for the NHL through the 2020 Stanley Cup playoffs? In the simplest terms, Canada's 14-day quarantine guideline lingers as the key difference. As a refresher, note that anyone entering Canada must self-isolate for those 2 weeks. Only afterward can you say play hockey. And this is the general manager for the Calgary Flames, who are planning to move their operation to the United States. He said the logistics have been worked out for camp in the U.S. if need be. I don't want guys coming back to Calgary and sitting on their butts for 2 weeks in their condos and being out of shape when it's time to go again. It may make more sense for us to have a camp in the U.S. so we can have our guys together quicker and being more productive. The quarantine issue is a big one. So I think they know when they're going to start, and they know the fallback city, but they want to give it a little time to make sure that Toronto is just off the table.
Well, what's to keep all the Canadian teams from moving their base of operations in the next week or two? Then 14 days would take them to July 10th, which is when training camp's supposed to start anyway.
Because the 14-day quarantine is scaring them off. He says that, you know, if they come, because a lot of the guys live in the United States, and if they go to Canada, they're going to have to sit on their asses, quarantine themselves. Like, they can't practice.
No, I got like, that, but I mean...
No, no, no. But if you stay in the... If you move yourself down to the United States, those guys can practice right away. So
that's not true. I know in basketball, when they go down to Orlando, they have to quarantine.
Well, that's
the
NBA saying. That's the NBA saying it. But you're not required entering the United States to quarantine yourself for 14 days. It is not a legal requirement in Canada. It is. So, John, the difference is that if you move your operations down to the United States, you can start practicing right away.
Even better.
Yes. So you move your operation. So the point is if I have my players living in the United States, and I would guess that at least half of them on every Canadian team do, I don't think – I mean, they were talking about, like, Edmonton and, like, how many guys live there, and there's not a lot that spend the year in Edmonton, despite what DeBrusque might tell you. And so, you know, if they go up to Canada – they're going to have to quarantine, like home quarantine for 14 days.
And once again, Fred, I just say, then don't do it in Canada.
Well, that's what I'm – okay. But
Rich. Well, that
hang
work.
On, hang
so
on, hang
Columbus.
On. I understand. Let me – we'll have a discussion about this. I think they want to absolutely be sure that there's no way – they have a date where they're going to start. They know it. They know the East Coast teams are playing in Vegas. The Vegas newspaper has said as much. And we know what they want and how they're going to do it. Now, I believe the league wants to completely try every motivation, every tactic to get the West Coast teams playing in Toronto. And, you know, if they can't get it done by a certain date, they're going to say F it and move them to Columbus. Or I guess Columbus is the U.S. option for them.
Well,
so
I guess
just move it to Columbus.
This is a little more information, and I just found this morning. So the NHL, this is according to Sportsnet up in Canada, is that they're expected to announce the two hub cities on June 22nd, which is this coming Monday.
Yes.
They're saying that they're expecting hopefully training camps to open on July 10th for the 24 teams that are going to be there. They said that, you know, Las Vegas, that has been leaked. That's going to be one of them.
Yes.
And I know that they obviously like Toronto, but that is, once again, something that's still up in the air. The other cities that are being thrown around outside of Toronto is Chicago, which I don't think is a good idea.
You can't do it in Chicago.
Columbus, Dallas, probably not a good idea with Dallas. Edmonton, Los Angeles, Minneapolis, St. Paul, Pittsburgh, and Vancouver. Those are the ones that are being thrown.
Vancouver's pushing real hard for this.
No. Vancouver has already made plans to come to the United States.
Oh, is that what it is? I've been reading that Trudeau and the mayor of Vancouver have really made a couple of big pitches to the NHL to come up there. But if the Canucks are leaving, it doesn't matter very much.
Well, the Canucks have had a plan in place since early May to move their operations to the United States.
Well, Fred, I think that they would have been moving to – even if Vancouver was going to be one of them was, that's where the East Coast – or I know that they don't want any team to have a home city advantage.
No. I understand that Vancouver, but they're not going to play. I mean, I've read that Edmonton's in Vancouver are completely off the table. But, yeah, I mean, if they're going to move the West Coast teams to the East. That's why Toronto and Columbus and so-and-so.
Yeah.
So, and they're not going to put it in Texas. I don't think there's any way. I don't know why you would do that. It seems unnecessary. I mean, I guess that why you would want Columbus, it's sort of sparse, I would imagine. I've never been there, but you know, if you put in Chicago, the rink's downtown. You know, it's a massive metropolis.
I'm just going to say, quarantining teams in Chicago is next to impossible.
Right. So it's not going to be in Canada due to the 14-day quarantine, and they don't want the guys sitting on their asses, like they said. And I think also practice rink, how close you are to a practice rink, and I guess the practice rink in Vegas is like 20 miles from where they'd be staying.
Yeah.
So that doesn't sound like the world's best thing. But well, in Vegas, obviously, you know, it's if I can stay in this hotel, there's three restaurants that they bought out, and they have, you know, obviously a league transportation system that can take me all these places. I think Vegas is a good option. And, you know, I don't know anything about Columbus, but it ain't Chicago. So that's probably a good option as well. I have every confidence that the NHL is going to play.
They probably will. It's just frustrating that they just can't give us the dates and they can't tell us when this is, what cities it's going to be and where it's all going to start.
Next week. Well,
next week. That's the according to the report. We'll find out on Monday. But as far as the commissioners last night, he was only the third most embarrassing. And it was mostly not because of what he said, although I wish that Greenberg would have pressed him on it.
He didn't care.
But it was because of the old street hockey goal that he had behind him. Yeah. Just prominently placed while in his backyard garden. Like, I mean, there's no reason for a street hockey goal to be there. It was if he was saying, Sarge, in the middle of a little game. Luckily, a car just drove down the street, so we were able to move it out of the way, and I got a second for this interview.
You know, if he has grandkids that they're, like, in their 20s. So it's not like...
It's not for that, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, so, I don't think the little ones are playing hockey in the garden. Uh-huh. You know, usually that would be moved to a paved area.
So he was the third most embarrassing. The second most embarrassing has to go to Roger Goodell, because they interviewed Roger Goodell and he said all the things that, you know, he's been saying about, you know, all the COVID-19 precautions and they're going to, you know, stick with the experts and blah, blah, blah. But then he came out and he said with a straight face the following, Dan.
If he wants to resume his career in the NFL, that obviously is going to take a team to make that decision. But I welcome that, support a club making that decision, and encourage them to do that. If his efforts are not on the field, but and continuing to work in this space, we welcome to that table and to be able to help us, guide us, and help us make better decisions about the kinds of things that need to be done in communities.
Yep, with a straight face, Roger Goodell said, I encourage a team to sign Colin Kaepernick. Dude, we've totally been listening to black people and black players this entire time. What are you, nuts?
Yeah.
4 years, you can just forget all of that.
So we've gone from out of the league to the front office of the entire league.
Right.
Is what we've done.
Yes, sure. Which is, of course, Kaepernick is going to jump at the chance to get some meaningless, you know, title for the NFL. Yes, I would assume that's going to be the first thing on his mind.
They would love nothing more than for him to just agree to what they say and be a pawn. And Colin Kaepernick will not do it.
And that,
to me,
is
the funniest part of all of this.
Well,
is that they want him, they need him, and he will give in to something that isn't anything less than a meaningful quarterback position in the NFL.
And so Breer made this point, what I thought was interesting, is that when Michael Sam was drafted, and you guys reminded me it was the Rams, I guess the league had asked someone to take him. Now, Michael Sam was a very good college player. I believe he played at Missouri, but he was a very good college player, but he did not have the NFL measurables. They did not think he was going to be a good player, and it turned out he wasn't. But if you remember, Michael Sam was openly gay his senior year at Missouri. So it is believed through several channels that the NFL said, hey, could you do us a favor and just use your seventh rounder on him? And St. Louis did. And you know who's the coach of that team?
Oh, that would have been the Fish at the time,
I think.
Yes. Hey, man, listen, wherever you want to put it ain't up to me.
Jeff Fisher, you see, equal opportunity shagger.
Yeah, that's right, man. The Fish don't judge. You can put it wherever you want. Just give it a nudge. Hey, man, I love every color of the rainbow. Don't worry about it. Listen, man. Hey, Sam, you want to use the back of the marrow? Listen, man, whatever creates friction is cool with me.
And there's no question that the number one most embarrassing person last night out of all the commissioners. I mean, you got to be pretty damn embarrassing to
You have to
just
be a nymphomaniac.
Cringe Goodell sing.
Completely unable to do any sort of PR for a position as high as yours. Yes.
Yeah, this is somebody who does not deserve the position that he's in, and that is Rob Manfred. And is there a bigger baseball fan than Dan Roach? And he's just lost on all of this.
Yes, and we will talk to Dan Roach coming up in just a moment.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
Yes, yes,
98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Ted Johnson just did one, so go ahead, John.
All right. The Stack is brought to you by Window Nation. It's their buy two, get two free sale. No down payment, no payments, and 0% financing for 12 full months. Check them out at windownation.com.
I'm calling shenanigans. I might literally be the only person on the station without a on air without a any kind of endorsement deal. Because Murray's got one. Ted Johnson's got one. Yep. Zolak's got 11. Felger's got 11.
Mm-hmm. Maz is the leader in the clubhouse.
Maz has got 13.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, Zoe's the leader in the clubhouse.
I don't know. Maz has done pretty well for himself the last few months.
Rich has got a handful.
Mm-hmm.
Even stupid Wall Game, who can't fill 4 minutes of air, is the voice of two endorsements. Don't think I'm not counting your money. I must really suck at them. Because I'll tell you what. People don't want one of the voices from a top-rated morning show. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You stick with your Ted Johnsons of the world. I won't begrudge him that. All right, what's going on?
Well, I love Kendrick Perkins, not just because of who he is and what he was on the Celtics, the championship-winning team, but because he loves ripping on Kyrie Irving. He hates Kyrie Irving. Now, Kyrie Irving, as we know in this past week, has kind of thrown a wrench into things and called to big session meetings and tried to... there's so many different theories as to why he's doing this. You could take it at his word and say it's really because he wants a change and he wants them to explore different types of ways to exploit their moment in society and making change. Or you could just say he was supposed to go down to Orlando and then he found out that he wasn't allowed to go anymore, so he started pitching a fit. That's Matt Barnes's opinion of it, not mine. But one thing I do love is that Kendrick Perkins does not suffer fools. In his mind, Kyrie Irving is a fool, and he said this.
I'm not arguing any of those points. I'm talking about the timing of it. It just looks bad on our union because guess what the owners are doing? The owners are sitting back laughing and say, oh, we can't wait till the next CBA because look at them. They're not together, which we're not right now as a players association. And then I read another statement that Kyrie made saying he's willing to give it up all. Don't be willing. This ain't the time
Do
to
it.
Be willing. Do it. Maya Moore. She wasn't willing. She did it.
She
walked away from the game of basketball and took this on full time. So, Kyrie, this ain't the time to be talking about, oh, I'm willing to do it. No, if you're going to make a stance, do it. Or don't talk about it.
By the way, that's Chris Forsberg in the back going, preach.
Is that right?
Was that
preach,
really?
My brother.
Is that Forsberg?
Yes.
Huh. He's calling his bluff. Kendrick Perkins is like, oh, really? You're going to do that? You're going to give it all up? Then do it. I dare you. Do it. You said you're going to do it. It's been done before, so do it. Oh, I love his hatred for Kyrie Irving. It is just, it's the best.
Is he wrong?
No. Is he wrong about, like, having him retire? No. If you say you're going to retire.
He's not wrong about Kyrie just stepping up and doing something instead of just talking a big game.
And well, I agree with him. These players are coming out, and I have to take their word for it. Like, when Matt Barnes came out and said, well, and by the way, Kyrie voted for all of this. Like, yes. I mean, he was part of the vote.
Less than 2 weeks earlier. Yes.
Yeah, and Matt Barnes' whole thing was like, so he was excited to come down to Florida, but when he found out that he wasn't able to come down because he wasn't going to be playing, that's when he started pitching a fit. Now, once again, people can have a change of heart. They can do that. I don't know. All I know is that the reaction of the players is what I'm listening to. And I love the fact that
his whole basis is wrong. His whole idea for this is wrong. He's much better served as being a voice as an activist if they play basketball.
Yeah, because you have a platform now. You got microphones.
You have an international platform.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so you don't think the average person that is, just a non-celebrity, non-athlete that's protesting in the streets wouldn't prefer a international captivated crowd? I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, that's what LeBron James is looking at it as. If you don't play basketball, then there's nothing – then you lose your voice.
Yeah, if you play, you got the Black Lives Matter emblem on your warm-ups. You can kneel before the anthem in front of a national audience. You can have it on the baseline of games in Orlando. I mean, it all
every
of the
time
sense
you talk,
of the world.
It's up to you to. So, what do you? And then you go, well, I have, you know, 20 million Twitter followers. Okay, well, you can tweet anyway. All you're doing is taking away a very powerful means of expression. So he's wrong. I mean, a lot of people are like tiptoeing around this. Like Mannix was, and I like Mannix a lot. He's a very good reporter. But like people are like afraid to say, like, he's wrong. He's just wrong. The whole thing is misguided for whatever reason. And if he feels legitimately like that's the strategy that will best benefit his cause, he's completely wrong.
Well, Barkley
now,
even said that. Barkley called him out.
Very good. I mean, Charles Barkley is no Fred Tucker, but we can agree on that. But I mean, he's either incredibly misguided or he is fraudulent. So pick one. And it's one or the other. So he's not right in any way. So there you go. And it's really not even an opinion. I guess technically it's an opinion, but it's opinion with a lot of fact behind it. So something's going on there. Either he's very misguided and naive, which is very possible, or he has a different reason for what he's doing.
What if you were the pessimist's point of view, or the looking for like an ulterior motive outside of what he's
saying? Conspiracy theorist?
What if he just doesn't want LeBron to win another championship without him?
Possible.
I think it's more likely
that pettiness.
I think it's more likely that one of his friends got in his ear and said, Kyrie, you could do some damage, man. You should step up. Show these guys. That's what I think happened. Sounds like a good idea.
No, I think that it might have been as simple as he just got on the Zoom chat and decided this is what he was going to say today.
Yeah, that could be too.
That's the way he rolls. You have to consider the source. And you know what? Greg Bedard wrote a really good article. It was like, you know, you can take what he said, but the one thing you have to do is look at his history of making everything about him.
Yes.
And so and he wrote down all these different things, and you know,
he's wrong.
What's that?
He's wrong. He's wrong. It's close to being a fact.
I don't even know what his opinion is. That's the thing. Is it to not play the postseason?
Yes. His what it sounds like to me is he says, let's not play this postseason. And then he said something about Jameson being a sponsor, and there might be some kind of weird, funny business going on with that.
I've heard is that his whole thing was, I wanted to open up a discussion. And it's not that I don't even think he's made a stand.
No, the stand is not to play, more light to the Black Lives Matter
movement.
But then
he said he's willing to go along with everyone else.
Yes, because he does things like that.
That's what I'm saying. It's like he hasn't really even made a statement.
No, the
statement that he made on the Zoom call was that he wanted everyone not to play
But if you don't think it's a good idea, I'll follow in your direction. But this is my opinion.
His opinion was at that moment in
don't
time.
Play. Yes,
and at that little moment in time during the Zoom call that they shouldn't play.
Yes.
And they shouldn't play to protest racial injustice. And that was the most effective way of conveying their message.
Now, that is completely and utterly wrong, but that was his opinion.
Okay. Well,
at that moment.
Yes.
Interesting.
And now he might think completely differently this morning. I mean, it is a few days later.
Okay. He has a friend's tattoo. If you knew a guy, I said this to John yesterday, if you walked up on the golf course and you looked at a guy's arm and his entire forearm had the Friends logo on it, you would go, I want to talk to this guy. I'd be looking for balls for an hour. I'd want to spend as much time with that dude as possible to figure out what's going in that head. I'm not lying to you. I mean, that is a truly esoteric. That is a man that is. That is a man who is really thinking about things in a different way than the rest of us.
By the way, John, I know you're excited because apparently this Sunday there's going to be a new
Junior,
documentary.
MLB Network, 8 o'clock.
Ken Griffey Jr.
Yep.
Okay, so I watched a lot of that documentary that they did the other night about Sosa and McGuire. Mm-hmm.
Very informative. I didn't know any of the stuff they were talking about.
Yeah, it was more enjoyable to kind of look back and remember than it was to learn anything.
Dude, yeah, it was funny that I was watching all that.
Yeah, I know.
It was unbelievable.
It broke zero new ground.
By watching it, I was more fascinated that Sosa doesn't have vitiligo, like me. I thought that his face had turned colors because of vitiligo.
And that's not what it was.
No, it was a bleaching cream that he uses.
I don't understand how.
And then he put so much makeup on.
Yeah, I know. One of the most exciting races in sports and makes such a boring documentary. I mean, it wasn't even well made because a bunch of people who watched it realized that they were taking pictures of modern-day Wrigley and putting it in where supposedly telling an old story.
Wait, real quick. Dan O'Brien sent me a photo from last night from the documentary. Did you guys see this photo?
Yeah, Jim Gray.
Jim Gray standing right behind the Maris family when they hugged. Yeah.
Rich, when did we discuss that?
It was around 8:30 or so.
I did not hear that. I'm sorry.
John was prepping for his solo
I was
segment.
Too busy pouting is what the problem was.
Well, listen, he's been pouting for a couple of hours, guys.
Oh, come on. John, you know that I spent a decent 2 minutes talking about that.
I'm very sorry, Fred. For some reason, it slipped my mind.
It's good to know. Well, the audience must love everything I'm doing because can't even pay attention.
No. I pay attention a lot. For some reason, I missed this.
Oh, that's good. Well. All right. A lot. I mean, I can see tuning out here and there, but I mean to miss a whole
thing. I did. I missed a whole 2 minutes for some reason.
It probably was more than that. All right. Well, listen, that's going to do it for us. Everyone have a great day. Enjoy the weather. It's going to be a hot one this weekend. Going down to Newport, Rhode Island. My wife's actually getting a pedicure right now in Rhode Island. Because they won't do them here. That's why I'm coughing. That'll do it for us. Everyone, have a great day. Bye.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.